We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hola, Earth Protecting viewers, and welcome. Hola means hello in Spanish, a language spoken by about 417 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrera, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tipiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Demoa SAA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Vemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Cameroon Siat Kumba. In Mongolia in Khod Province, channel 21 on Khan Altail Cable TV. In Erenet City, channel Z26 on Ta Tengel Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sugbatur Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Uls Province, channel 8 on the Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company, In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Andahan City in Khanty Province, Channel 23 on Sunbank Company. In Sanchan City in Gunhab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandahab City, Channel 12 on Kahol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongja Lo Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Taiyi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Chialien Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yongcheng Township on Paikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Rwanda produces and distributes high-yield non-genetically modified beans. In Veg News, the plant-based lifestyle increases in popularity in Mongolia. In Animal Welfare News, an award-winning American journalist writes of the emotional needs of animals. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 21st, is Namibia's Independence Day, observing its autonomy achieved in 1990. Situated in southern Africa between Angola and South Africa, Namibia contains the world's oldest desert, the Namib. It has existed for at least 55 million years and makes up part of one of Africa's largest national parks, the Namib-Naukluft Park. Namibia is also home to Twyfelfontein, a location which has 2,000 figures of rock carvings, the greatest concentration in Africa. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural World Heritage Site. May the fine people of Namibia have a splendid Independence Day.
Lion News. U.S. Midwestern states endure floods. Ongoing rains and accumulated snow melting throughout several states in the region has resulted in dangerously high water levels and flooding. In the Iowan town of Lehigh, the Des Moines River overflowed its banks on Friday, March 19th, causing damage to over 20 homes despite days of preparation to protect the area with sandbags. Many residents had already evacuated in fear of the approaching high waters. In the neighboring state of Minnesota, highways were inundated and closed to traffic, while to the west in North Dakota, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced a public health emergency. With record floods that occurred last year, water levels are being anxiously monitored as this year's flooding has begun even earlier. Our grateful thanks all government officials and personnel for your timely assistance during this worrisome time. May such distressing events be eased through our responsible actions to preserve our fragile ecosystem.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japan assists Ethiopia's development. The Japanese government has announced a donation of nearly $35 million to provide food aid for Ethiopians as well as reforestation. The agreement, which was signed by Ethiopia's Finance and Economic Development Minister, Ahmad Shide, and Japanese Ambassador to Ethiopia, Kenichi Kamano, will support underprivileged farmers across the nation along with purchasing equipment and services needed to implement a forest preservation program. Heaven's blessings, Your Excellency, and Japan for your generous and neighborly aid. With such caring help as yours, surely the warm-hearted Ethiopian people will soon prosper in health and harmony with nature.
Angelina Jolie funds girls' school in Afghanistan. The new primary school, sponsored by award-winning Hollywood actress Angelina Jolie, has opened in the eastern town of Tangi. Concerned about the children's education during her visit to the region as UN Goodwill Ambassador 18 months ago, Ms. Jolie had earlier donated $75,000 for the construction of the school, which is able to provide facilities for 800 girls to attend school. Our accolades and many thanks, Angelina Jolie, for your giving heart that brightens the lives of youths. May the new school provide many wonderful hours of joy and laughter shared among the blessed children of Afghanistan.
Legendary Olac Caesar, Vietnamese poet, remembered. Mr. Hu Luan, a great poet of Olac or Vietnam, passed away on March 18, 2010, at the ripe age of 94. Born in Tien Hoa province of northern Olac, he worked as a teacher and prose writer with a lifelong devotion to his homeland and people. His most well-known poem, The Purple Color of Rose Myrtles, composed in 1949, is considered one of the most moving and beautiful love poems in Alexei's literature. This poem was adapted into songs by composers Pham Zuy and Zong Chin.
Following a December 1996 concert held in Southern California, USA to benefit writers, poets, and artists in Olac, entitled Traces of Previous Lives and Love Songs, which was organized by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, our association members had the opportunity to bring Supreme Master Qinghai's love and New Year gifts to poet Hu Luan.
With deepest sympathy to the poet's family, we bid farewell to Mr. Hu Luan, who has bequeathed to us a legacy of timeless verses. May the soul of the talented poet rest peacefully in the tranquil and eternal realm.
Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her respectful condolences and asked that our association members visit poet Hu Luan's family with an offering of some bereavement funds.
Dubai Hotel frees young Sammy the whale shark. Following an international campaign for her freedom, Sammy, who was initially rescued in September 2008, has been released back to the wild. Atlantis, the Palm Hotel in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, which had kept Sammy in an aquarium on display for hotel guests since her rescue, accepted the recommendation of environmentalists and other animal advocates in voluntarily organizing her safe return to Gulf waters. Whale sharks, also known as gentle giants because they are generally docile and not aggressive toward humans, are currently classified as vulnerable to extinction. Our thanks, Atlantis, the Palm Hotel, and all those involved in restoring Sammy to the vibrant sea. May she soon rejoin her fellow whale sharks to swim the oceans in peaceful freedom and safety.
Meet Out Day discussions focus on the delights of being veg. The International Grassroots Diet Campaign Meet Out Day took place on Saturday, March 20th, as activists and participants across the globe had friendly conversations on the vital benefits of plant-based fare.
Because a lot of our campus isn't exposed to what a vegetarian or a vegan diet is, as you can see through our dining halls, we're having this event here to show that vegan food is good, it's healthy, and it is delicious as well.
It turns out that many Meatout participants had thought already about making the switch.
Well, I've been interested in vegan food all the time.
Through information booths, vegan food sampling, cooking demonstrations, and seminars, the alternative plant-based diet was seen to appeal to many people, like at this high school in Chicago, Illinois, USA.
What did you think of the presentation?
When I saw the cruelty going on with the turkeys and everything, it really affected me because I thought that was really horrible what they were doing to the animals.
What did you think about the food you sampled?
The food is delicious. I loved it. It's really good.
The Meatout event also brought together individuals considering being veg with those who had already made the transition.
就我的经验是吃素的时候精神会比较好一点，对，嗯，然后消化也比较通畅。
I couldn't eat animals anymore because my heart broke for them.
In addition to stories, personal experiences, tips on the veg lifestyle were plenty.
The animals are sick, and when you consume animals that are sick, you also get sick. So it's better be vegan.
The three oldest living dogs were all vegetarians.
Wow.
So if you want your dog to live a long time, go vegan.
As in years past, the annual Meatout served as a boost to becoming veg, whether for health, the animals, or the planet.
That transition into full vegetarianism.
That would be great.
Yeah, it makes me feel pretty good about myself and the environment.
I pledge to be vegetarian for a day, maybe longer.
Following Meatout Day, participants were also encouraged to continue their veg transition by starting with weekly Meatout Mondays. Citizens in Australia shared their support.
You can go meat-free 7 days a week and it's still pretty good.
I'm a Meatout Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday already anyways. There's plenty of people on this planet and we can't afford this amount of people to have this amount of livestock basically attached to us. We need to make changes.
Bravo all Meatout organizers and participants for opening the doors to both dialogue and action on this most relevant topic, our diet. Blessed be the world's combined efforts to make our planet a vegan and peaceful one for all.
Happy Meatout Day!
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production.
Q fever, norovirus. Swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
some of the costs of milk consumption, cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Police officer saves student. During a recent snowstorm, Lieutenant John Lambert of Ohio, USA, had pulled over to assist 18-year-old student Marius Trzeciak, whose car stopped by a guardrail after spinning out of control on the ice. Just after Mr. Trzeciak put away his driver's license, he suddenly felt a push from Lieutenant Lambert, and he looked up to see another car that had also spun out on the ice as it careened directly toward both of them. Thanks to the intervention, Mr. Trzeciak emerged with only minor scratches, while Lieutenant Lambert was hospitalized with a hip fracture and is now in stable condition. The driver of the other car was also unharmed. Mr. Trzeciak later said, "If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have seen it. You can't thank him enough. It's great that he was able to think of someone else in such a situation. I mean, he didn't have a lot of time to think of somebody else is really extraordinary." We join in deep gratitude, Lieutenant John Lambert, for your selflessly caring actions to save Mr. Trzeciak, wishing you a speedy and full recovery with many celebrations of life for you both.
For his quick-thinking noble deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Lieutenant Lambert with the Shining World Hero Award, along with a $1,000 contribution to help with his medical care.
Save our planet. Climate change reaffirmed as human-caused. A year-long study by an international team of scientists has reached the same conclusions as the 2007 UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, namely that global warming has been induced by humans. Led by the United Kingdom's Met Office, the study evaluated more than 100 recent scientific papers, finding that only human activities could account for the millions of tons of greenhouse gases emitted and the corresponding steep rise in global temperatures since the mid-20th century. Lead researcher Dr. Peter Stott stated, "The fingerprint of human influence has been detected in many different aspects of observed climate changes. Natural variability from the sun, volcanic eruptions, or natural cycles cannot explain recent warming. Other signs include new evidence of warming in the oceans, which in turn is causing increased atmospheric evaporation, with resulting accentuation of weather extremes worldwide so that places like the United Kingdom become wetter, while arid areas such as East Africa are even more dry. Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Stott and other Met Office scientists, for your factual assessment of humanity's role in the Earth's now perilous state. Let us heed such compelling conclusions and swiftly adopt lifestyles that protect our planet for future generations."
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often emphasized the human-based causes and need for immediate action in curbing global warming, as during an interview published in the September 2009 edition of The House magazine.
"It's too serious. Too serious. Although there is no way to assess completely for the moment. Already more than a decade ago, the United Nations conservatively estimated that there were 25 million climate change refugees decades ago. These are people forced from their homes and communities due to rising sea levels and a host of other natural disasters, so-called natural disasters, but in fact, they're all man-made. These situations will only worsen, not improve, until we stop the course. This means to halt the livestock production and meat consumption. If humans switch to vegan diet, the earth will begin cooling immediately, and many of these dilemmas can be even reversed. So please, be wise and do good to save the planet and all the beings on it, including you and me."
Supreme Save our planet. Excessive heat and depleted groundwater stores have caused drinking water shortages in several Pathanamthitta district villages throughout southern India's Kerala state.
Save our planet. Despite an export ban in Russia since 2002, conservation groups warn that illegal trafficking of the sturgeon fish eggs known as caviar are bringing the fish species to the brink of extinction.
Save our planet. Yemen's Chief Minister Datuk Seri Musa Aman calls on the state water department to commence rationing in regions facing acute water shortage while also asking the public to conserve usage.
Save our planet. With the support of businesses, public agencies, and the government, 80 hectares of coastal Cong Hoa province in Olak or Vietnam have been replanted with lush green mangroves to help restore the region's native habitat and natural storm protection.
I'm Croaky, the vegan frog. I would like to tell you about a tip for your health. Remember to regularly check any moles on your body for changes, such as in color or size. If you notice a difference, please talk with your doctor. It could be a sign of something you need to take care of right away. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In ecology news, Rwanda distributes high-yield beans. The Rwanda Agricultural Research Institute has collaborated with the International Center for Tropical Agriculture to produce 15 varieties of the non-genetically modified legumes, which are well-suited to rainy, high-altitude areas. They can be cultivated up to 2 meters in height and produce triple or quadruple the amount of the bush beans. In addition, they can be grown throughout the year, are resistant to many common diseases, and taste sweet. Bravo, the Rwanda Agriculture Research Institute and the International Center for Tropical Agriculture, on your marvelous new bean. May the wonders of the plant-based world continue to nourish us in body, mind, and spirit.
In veg news, the plant-based lifestyle is increasing in popularity in Mongolia. An article in the Christian Science Monitor, an award-winning international publication, discussed the rise in the number of Mongolians adopting the animal-free diet. The writer stated that while the first veg restaurant in the nation opened 4 years ago in Ulaanbaatar, there are now over 20 cruelty-free eateries in the capital city. Restaurants described in the article included Loving Hut, which is part of a global vegan fast food chain encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving vision. One of the chefs of the restaurant was quoted as saying she had transitioned to the plant-based diet to lessen her environmental impact. A hearty congratulations, Mongolia, for your openness to the earth-saving diet. May your beautiful nation become a veg paradise for all beings to enjoy.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Up next on Noteworthy News, animals have a rich emotional life, according to experts. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. More benefiting news when we return.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, concerning news for a gracious world. In animal welfare news, experts recognize the emotional needs of animals. Ms. Anneli Rufus, an award-winning American journalist and author, wrote in the journal Psychology Today of her conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Musayef Mason, a vegan, former psychoanalyst and author of more than 20 books. Dr. Mason stated that animals kept on factory farms obviously suffer. He added that humans use the psychological mechanism of denial to ignore seeing this. Ms. Rufus also reported about her interview with Mr. Jack Norris, a registered dietitian and head of the vegan outreach. Mr. Norris suggested that behavior like repetitive movements are the animal's reaction to confinement and boredom. Our sincere appreciation, Ms. Anneli Rufus, for sharing this important information. Also, our many thanks to Dr. Jeffrey Musayef Mason and Mr. Jack Norris for your insights into the feelings of our sensitive co-inhabitants. May humanity very soon awaken to our God-given mission as guardians of the sacred animal kingdom.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day entitled The Apprentice, told in Tagalog.
Dalawang aprendiz ang nagmaneho sa tableria. Isa sa aprendiz ang naglakad sa opisina at sabi, "Kailangan namin ng ilang apat kada dalawang pulgada," sinabi ng clerk. "Ibig mong sabihin, dalawa kada apat na pulgada, di ba?" sinabi ng tao. Titingnan ko at bumalik sa truck. Bumalik sa pagkaraan ng ilang minuto at sinabi, "Oo, dalawa kada apat na pulgada." "Tama. Gaano katagal mong kailangan ang mga ito?" Huminto ang parokyano ng ilang minuto at sinabi, "Mas mabuting tingnan ko." Ilang sandali, ang parokyano ay bumalik sa opisina at sinabi, "Matagal na panahon. Gagawa kami ng bahay."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
我非常喜欢师父，也很感谢师父为我们在电视上播出全世界暖化的事情。现在我要告诉全世界的小朋友还有大人们，我们应该要爱惜地球。 不要再杀生了，因为这些动物都非常的可爱。看到动物们死亡，我们感到很伤心。让我们一起吃素，然后保护地球，把我们以前漂亮的地球给救回来。拜托大家了，福尔摩沙或台湾的杰西。
Caring Jesse, thank you for your very relevant message. It is surely a great blessing that Supreme Master Ching Hai, in her boundless compassion, is helping humanity understand that we can save our planet by being vegan. Like you, we also pray that each individual on Earth realizes that the animals are our well-wishers and friends. With divine grace to you and your truth-loving Formosan co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, que Dios les bendiga, which means God bless in Spanish. May the love and wisdom of heaven be your guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a preparatory meeting held in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, international donors commit to contributing approximately $3.8 billion U.S. dollars for Haiti's post-quake reconstruction, with formal pledges to be made at a conference scheduled for March 31st.
As further support for peaceful safety, the Swiss National Council passes a measure prohibiting financial investment in weapons such as landmines or cluster munitions that are already banned under national and international law.
Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, donates 160 ambulances, and the World Health Organization, or WHO, donates 35 health education vehicles to Syria to help provide services to the country's selected health centers and hospitals.
Through combination of approximately $300 million U.S. dollars in grants and loans, Australia is supporting 20 infrastructure projects in Indonesia, including improving a road network in West Kalimantan that will help boost access and the economy.
Following a bus accident that left him among many passengers with injuries, bilingual 11-year-old Oscar Rodriguez of Arizona, USA, calmly helped paramedics with vital translations for other Spanish-speaking patients.
In a televised speech, Gambia's president, Yahya Jammeh, reiterates his commitment to protect the mental and physical well-being of Gambian citizens from the harmful effects of illegal narcotics.
United Nations ambassadors Agshin Mediyev of Azerbaijan and Peter Thompson of the Republic of Fiji sign a communique that formally establishes their country's diplomatic relations.
During his meeting with German ambassador to Egypt Michael Bach, Egyptian Grand Mufti Dr. Ali Gomaa affirms Islam as a religion of tolerance and harmony that promotes cultural diversity and intercultural discussions.
Citing harms that include rainforests destroyed for its production along with health hazards such as heart disease and even death, British members of Parliament call for stronger actions to halt cocaine from being sold or used.
During the African Ministerial Council on Science and Technology, or AMCOST 4, in Egypt, African ministers agree to extend a high-speed fiber optic network hub established in Egypt to benefit other countries in Africa.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.